Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Inside Secure first half 2014 earnings conference call. I'll now hand over to Richard Vacher de Tournier, General Manager and CFO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to everyone. Hopefully you have in front of you the presentation that we posted on our website earlier this morning. And before I leave the stage to Rémi de Tonnac, our Chief Executive Officer, allow me a few comments to start with. First, in the course of this presentation, we will use words like we expect, we believe, and so on. Such statements constitute forward-looking statements that should be appreciated in relation with the disclaimer paragraph on the presentation and also on the press release, and also in relation with the risk factor section of our latest annual report. Second, I would like to remind that some financial measures and performance indicators that we are going to discuss today are presented on an adjusted basis. Their definitions can be found in appendix to this press release and to the PowerPoint presentation. And also a reconciliation with IFRS financial statement can be found on both documents. Now moving to next slide, the agenda for today. First, Rémi will cover the key highlights for the first half of 2014. Then I will comment on the revenue for the second quarter and the revenue and the earnings for the first half of the year, as well as on the key elements for each of our two operating segments. After that, Rémi will give us an update on the outlook for the rest of the year, and then we'll be happy to take your questions. That being said, we can move to next slide, and Rémi, if you want us to get started.
Merci, Richard. Good morning, everyone. So, H1 marked, the end of the transformation that was accomplished all along 2013. When I say the end, doesn't mean that Inside will not make any other strategic move, but we do consider that we have done most of it to finalize this strategic repositioning with the acquisition of Metaforic, and we'll come back to that. And therefore, H1 is the first semester of execution, knowing that not everything happens overnight with such a shift in our positioning. But we have a few good points, like obviously the extended licensing agreement with Intel, which does confirm our strategy intention to monetize the NFC technology and the NFC IP. So the deal was completed in June 2014 and is a strong contributor to the revenue and the bottom line of Inside Secure. Integration of Metaforic was smooth. It happened fast. We have already released some products that are coming from the combination of our own know-how in the field of payment and the security technologies of Metaforic. And although we have not announced any significant deals, we are making progress, and we believe that this will happen in H2. And again, I think we'll come back to qualify the business momentum that we see on that front, especially around HCE and mobile payments. We have been having as well a continuous stream of deal in the field of mobile security around the strong theme of content protection and VPN and protection of data, corporate security. All of that does result in a significant improvement of the gross margin versus last year, both H1 and H2, due to the change of the mix of product, and does result in a second consecutive positive semester in terms of adjusted operating profit. And Richard will comment further on that.
Yeah, thank you. So with respect to the second quarter of the year, at $40.8 million, the revenue for the second quarter was up relative to both the first quarter of the year and also the second quarter of 2013. With respect to the key events for the second quarter, they were the following. First, the completion of a new license agreement with Intel, extending a pre-existing agreement and a business relationship with them that we started in mid-2011. and on which we will elaborate later on in this presentation, obviously. Second, the completion of the acquisition of Metaforic. At last, we should note the absence of sale of NFC component to BlackBerry for the second quarter in a row. With respect to the revenue for the semester, for the first 6 months of the year, since we are now being repositioned around two strategic divisions, we started the year to monetize, we started in 2014 to monetize our NFC technology and IP while concentrating our sales effort to our product range in embedded security. And actually, the revenue from this offering are gradually replacing the volume from sale of NFC connectivity components, a large part of which, as I said, came to an end in the fourth quarter of last year. As a result, in the first half of 2014, revenue, which amounted to $64 million, showed a decline of 9% compared to the first half of 2013, but as explained, driven by very different underlying business compared to last year. High margin revenue from license and royalties amounted to $32 million in the first half of 2014. They accounted for 50% of the revenue, therefore showing a strong increase compared to last year when they represented only 19% of the revenue. Now, with respect to our earnings for the first half of the year, adjusted operating margin improved strongly in the first half of the year to 58% of the revenue, compared with 38% for the same period of last year. It is supported by a positive product mix and the effect of the 2013 restructuring plan that is now complete. With respect to operating expense, the decrease of the operating expense following the implementation of the 2013 reorganization plan was partly offset by the impact of incremental operating expense relating to the integration of Metaforic into our group in the second quarter of 2014, and also by a decrease of the research and tax credit with an impact close to $1 million in the first half of this year. In addition, in accounting terms, part of our R&D expense were capitalized in the balance sheet last year, while in the first half of 2014, all R&D expense were recognized in the income statement. This generates a negative impact of close to $1 million compared to 2013. And finally, the euro appreciation against the dollar also weighted on our operating expense this year. At constant exchange rate, operating expense would have been lower by $1.3 million than those actually posted in the first half of 2014. Nevertheless, thanks to the sharp increase in the gross margin, adjusted operating income rose significantly in the first half of this year to $3.2 million, compared with a loss of $6.3 million a year ago. In the first half of this year, EBITDA amounted to $5.6 million, compared with a loss of $3.5 million last year. Moreover, the group achieved for the first time positive EBITDA over two consecutive half-year periods. Moving now to our mobile security division. With respect to this division, activity for the second quarter was primarily driven by the following events. First, the completion of a new NFC technology and IP license agreement with Intel, which is extending the 2011 license agreement into a broad and fully paid-up license. At closing, mid-June 2014, we received $19.2 million in cash from Intel. This payment led to the recognition in the second quarter of 2014 of an incremental and one-time license revenue of $16.2 million, while $1 million per quarter were recognized in revenue during the last three quarters, namely fourth quarter of 2013 and first and second quarter of 2014, under the pre-existing agreement and using the percentage of completion method. Since the license was fully paid up at closing, the payment we received is in essence replacing a potential future royalty stream that was in place under the previous agreement. Therefore, we don't expect to generate revenue from this particular license with Intel in the future. Second key item for this division in the first half of the year, the embedded security solution product line achieved a very good performance, including in particular royalties, which hit a historical record level. Okay, no need to get back on it, since Remy did comment it, the acquisition of Metaphoric, which was integrated into the mobile division, starting April 5th, 2014, so almost the whole quarter. In June 2014, it should be noted that we did sign our first contracts in relation with the new HC mobile payment solution with bank and with payment associations. Okay, moving on to secure transactions. Division, it generated a $30 million in revenue in the first half of the year. This was down substantially over the prior period, mainly because of a continuing decline in the group legacy EMV payment business in Europe, and pending the takeoff of the EMV market in the US. In the first half of the year, the division adjusted operating margin deteriorated from 33% in 2013 to 26% in the first half of 2014, mainly as a result of a decline in volume delivered in the first half of the year, leading to a lesser fixed cost absorption. At the same time, we did increase our R&D spending to develop future generation products, in particular in the area of new generation secure microcontroller using embedded flash memory, as well as expanding our offering around secure software embedded in those semiconductor platforms. This new product under development will target markets of authentication as well as securing data and transaction for connected devices and for the Internet of Things. As a result, the division recorded an adjusted operating loss of $5.5 million and an EBITDA negative by $3.6 million. So moving now to our cash position and cash flow. Over the last 6 months, the group once again maintained its cash position thanks primarily to cash generated by operations and a very tight control of working capital requirements, and despite significant investment incurred in the second quarter of the year with the acquisition of Metaphoric, which was paid in cash. As of June 30, 2014, the available cash stood at $39 million, compared with $40 million as of the end of last year and $42 million as of June 2013. With respect to the net cash balance, it was $38 million at the end of June 2014, compared with almost $40 million as of 2013. And the main difference with available cash is the preliminary amount estimated for the earnout on Metaphoric that would be payable in Q2 2015. So now, the main movement in the cash position in the first half of the year were the following. First, ongoing operation generated close to $4 million. The reduction in the working capital requirement generated close to $10 million. And as we said, the group paid $13 million to acquire all the shares of Metaphoric and pay for the acquired company debts. And also, with respect to our capital expenditure, we did purchase tangible and intangible assets for $1 million in the first half of this year, a very reduced amount compared to $2.2 million 1 year ago. With respect to our balance sheet, we do believe we maintain a strong balance sheet. Our equity was $91 million as of the end of June 2014. And with respect to the Metaphoric acquisition, we proceeded with a temporary allocation of the purchase price of a net asset acquired and liability assumed. This led to show an initial goodwill on Metaforic of $10 million, and as according to IFRS, this initial goodwill will remain subject to further evolution in the course of the 12 months allocation period, starting at the acquisition date. Now, I will now hand over to Rémi, who will comment on the outlook for 2014.
Merci, Richard. So, in the second part of 2014, we have to confirm the positive impact and the good execution on this strategic repositioning, which means we need to score on several fronts, and you have a list of some of these key items. Clearly, on the NFC technology and patents, as you know, it has been now over 2 years that we have been going around the world several times. So our partner, France Brevets, has been going around the world several times, and we made it clear that we expect to sign a first deal, a first significant deal in H2. It is significant. It should be significant, not only because of the value of this deal, but mostly because it will be the first one that should get the ball rolling, and that will allow us to go after then the bigger fish, knowing that the bigger fish are obviously Samsung, and as we all know by now, I believe, Apple, sometime in September or October of this year. Second point, maintain the positive trend on the mobile security product. It is a line of product today in content protection and corporate security, VPN, protection of data, where we announce regularly deals with Singtel, with Sky in Italy or in Germany, with Docomo in Japan, with Hitachi, with Samsung, and so a number of deals where we see a good traction. Then on the HC front, well, we put first commercial success. I would rather qualify it as first commercial success on pilot. We do not expect to see anything else but pilots in H2 of this year, or announcing some partnership with some of the big players in order to put our security solution at play to protect the first pilot of mobile payment, both with Visa and Mastercard, and we may come back later on the maturity of those deployment. Other big point is the deployment, the migration to EMV in the U.S., the smart card migration. So it is well on the way. It started in H1, modestly, mostly two banks. And therefore, we need to sign some of the deal in H2. It is more difficult than we anticipated. Without going into too many details, there is kind of a strong lobbying camp around the Java solution, which doesn't bring anything else but the fact that it is called Java, but doesn't bring anything in terms of performance, and we have to lobby against this strong camp. But we are still positive on the fact that we will announce some deal in H2. There is as well the field of China on the secure element. China is the only big geography of the world where the secure element is specified for mobile payment, and this is progressing. Although, again, we see possibly pilots in the second half or more likely in H1 2015, but on our side, we are pursuing the certification, I mean, the finalization of the product and the certification by PBOC and China UnionPay. So, this is pointing to 2015. And, in the field of anti-counterfeiting or in the field, the general field of the IoT, the Secure Internet of Things, we expect to have more field trial. We are still in business development mode. There is not a day without article or survey on the fact that everything that is connected to the internet is not secure and that it's creating all kind of threat. So we believe that this is going in the right direction, but at the moment, what we see again is small volumes, 150,000 units to protect some cameras here, some machine connected to the internet that requires some software security stack. But this is not as well something where we see a major business volume this year. We are in seeding mode on that front as well. So all in all, quite a few fronts on which we need to execute and on which we stay positive for the second half of this year.
Okay, we'll be happy to take your questions then.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. You may press 02 to withdraw your question at any time. There'll now be a brief pause while questions are being registered. And our first question comes from the line of Stephanie Ori of Natixis. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello. This is Stephanie Ori from Natixis. I have a few questions, if I may. The first one would be about secure transaction. Because there has been a pretty strong decline in the gross margin, so the first question would be: do you feel that there is going to be a recovery, that you've reached a bottom, and going forward, what kind of structural level you could reach in this division? The second question is about the HCE contract that you have talked about. Could you explain how it's going to be structured, if it's going to be a pay-per-use, an upfront fee, or really to understand how it's going to work? Third question about EMV US. Could you tell us what kind of volume you are expecting for the market, but also for you, given the fact that you have the rest of the business which keeps on declining? So will it be enough to resume growth? And the fourth question, you've been talking about the IP monetization. You've been talking about the fact that the likelihood that Apple will integrate NFC capability is now bigger. So can you share with us the latest discussions or the latest information on this IP monetization? Thank you.
Thank you, Stefan. Richard, you take the first one?
Yeah, we'll take the first one and you take the three other. So with respect to the gross margin of the secure transaction division, the key reason for this poor gross margin is indeed the lack of volume for the first 6 months after a strong Q4 of 2013. So really it's hurting us. And therefore, any recovery in the volume delivery in the near term should mechanically, I would say, improve the gross margin. And also, there is a question of product mix. Due to price erosion, the volume that we are still shipping in Europe or in mature countries on the EMV front with old semiconductor platform are low, and indeed when the US market will take over, we do believe that we should be able to recover our margin and get to a 35-40 plus gross margin. Another play is also to embed more software in our product offering in the secure transaction, not only firmware or operating system, but also application layers. This should also improve the ASP and therefore the gross margin. You want to comment on HC then, really?
Yes, okay. So on HC, we didn't give a name yet. We believe that we should be able to give names soon. There are two levels of engagement. One is in working with Visa and MasterCard to bring our secure technologies and try to be at least one of the partners to secure those wallets or the secure data that will be on the mobile phone. And here there is no specification. The specification from Visa and MasterCard do exist on the token, the way they are going to be utilized. they are not yet released as for the way the security will be handled, how to secure those tokens, how to certify the fact that the security is at the right level, or even how to download securely those tokens. So you see the level of maturity is not yet there, and therefore we are working with those big guys. On the other front, there are a few banks who are eager to be first to market, even though their solution will be put in the market with some waiver because they will not be fully certified. And this is where we are present as well. The way those pilots could happen will be under the form of a license, or if you want upfront license that will comprise prepaid royalties. Knowing that what we have in mind is that ultimately it may be a model of per active user per year with a value of something like 30 to 40 cents for the active applet within a phone. So this is the kind of model that we should see, quite similar to what we have today in the field of content protection.
Is it more in Europe or in the US, the banks you are talking with?
So as of today, it is more in Europe.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Regarding the EMV US market, so we see a market well in line with what we have been communicating, slightly south of 100 million units in 2014, with a very vast majority in the second half. We made it clear that we were aiming at about 30% market share in that range. And given what I explained briefly on this Java war, quote to quote, we may be short of that target at the end of this year. But it remains our target, definitely. We do maintain that we have a product that has better performance than competition because personalization time is significantly faster. And even though the Java camp was successful in the first leg by, let me be clear, brainwashing people in the US who are not extremely educated on the smart card world and saying Java is better, at some point, I think there will be problem because when you have to personalize hundreds of millions of cards, it takes time and therefore it takes money. And the guy who has a better solution, hopefully, should find his spot. So this is where we are. And yes, I think that's a good qualification of our situation. On the NFC IP monetization program, what else can I tell you? We expect to announce something in the coming weeks. It will be with a tier 2 guy, not one of the two biggest guys, but the tier 2 was a name strong enough that it will have influence and it will make it more difficult for Samsung to tell in court that no, I do not infringe those patents, so why did the other guy took the license? So it is why it is quite significant for us, because as you know, in this kind of program, the first deal is always the most important.
Right. And regarding Apple, I mean, is it the same kind of strategy you are going to apply with France Brevet and...
At this stage, let's say yes, until we see exactly what is embedded in the iPhone, it makes sense to consider that we would approach Apple the same way as the other guys. It is true that there's still a lot of speculation on what exactly is in the iPhone, although as you probably know, most of the people believe that it will be a front end from AMS with an amplification system that will be associated with a system on chip from NXP, where you are likely to find as well a secure element. So this sounds like the most probable configuration. What matters to us is that first it will be a huge trigger on the mobile payment space, because it is very likely that, as always, Apple will come with a complete value proposition and something around payments. So that's positive, because it will help other guys to move faster. First positive. Second positive, well, obviously, we have a strong NFC IP portfolio, and we believe that it would be very valid in front of this implementation, whatever it is at the end of the day, as long as there is NFC in it.
All right. Thank you for that. Maybe a last question on my side. How do you see the cash net cash position evolving by the end of the year? I know it's a hard question because it implies some assumption about the IP monetization success, but excluding that, how do you see the cash evolving?
Well, I mean, the operating, objective is not to burn cash from the operations. Objective is not to burn cash from operations. Obviously, if we are talking the cash position as of the end of the year, it will greatly depend on working capital requirements, whether we are building inventories to prepare for Q1 2015, whether we have a big deal signed either in the earlier part of the quarter or at the end of the quarter, and it does have an impact of the on the cash position. And especially now that we have integrated Metaphoric, we have strong expectation for the business, but still, since this is an emerging business, there is still some volatility in the model, right? And also the cash position could depend on the capital expenditure or, more generally, the investment that we would do and that so far are funded only through our cash position and not refinance through any debt. So, no, I don't think we should expect big surprises on that front. And same comment as we did in the past. We do believe that we have the cash in our hands, which is necessary to fund our project and the operations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just to remind all participants, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. You can press 02 to cancel, and there will now be a further pause while questions are being registered. As there are no further questions, I'll return the call to our speakers for closing comments.
Then my closing comment will be short. Thank you very much all, and we are available for any further discussion if you wish. Have a nice day.
This now concludes our call. Thank you for attending. Participants, you may disconnect your lines.